Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Congratulations to the University of Louisville women's basketball. I'm sorry, women's volleyball. Sorry. That was an exciting performance. You know, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Watching our volleyball team, I never turn it off. I turn off basketball. I turn off football, right? I never turn off volleyball. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I enjoy when I watch them play.
Especially women's volleyball.
Yeah, right.
Well, because you know why? Like, before everyone goes, oh, yeah, women. No. You know what it is? It's a better game. It's way better than men's volleyball. Why? There's volleys in it.
Right.
There's
right.
volleys in it.
Right.
They're still supremely talented, but there's volleys. Man, points go on for like 30 seconds. And no, it's seriously, when you start, I'm with you. When you start watching
yep.
it, you're like, okay, one more volley. Okay, all right, one more. Oh, damn.
I had a good time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Listen, not only did I have a good time, I tweeted something out. Did you see what I tweeted out, Nikki?
Did not, but I saw 9,000 people were there.
How fast?
Shattering the record.
How fast can you get to my Twitter account and read what I tweeted out last night, Nikki? Just like I said, if you could just take a second, because I want to hear how my tweet sounds to another human being when they read it in reference to the women's volleyball.
Why don't volleyball ladies yell "Gimme dat ish" on a block? It's a damn good question.
What's gonna happen when I turn on when my volleyball ladies are making their tournament run and those boom mics, no pun intended, those boom mics right up on the court, and I hear this thing, And I hear Letty go, give me that.
You know what happens? We make it viral like Haley Van. Yes. Like, this is our, yes. You know.
Yes, yes, yes. That is my next goal, to for a boom mic to catch the, because I'm not familiar with the crap talking that goes on in volleyball. Like, I don't know if it goes on. What's the etiquette? We got to get those microphones a little closer.
That's true. It seems like a very sportsmanlike game.
Ah, overly.
Like, you know, you're overly facing the person. Like, you know, you're not, I can't believe that there's not a little and something. But you know what? Seriously, another reason I like it, when you succeed, I do like the fact that the team immediately comes together.
There's so much celebrating. I put that in my notes. There's so much celebrating. Although, I don't know. I don't know in a men's sport. That's just a little.
Men
just like, hey.
I don't want to get weird, like, but I've grown to like soccer. And shout out, you know, Loose City and Racing have helped with that.
Uh-huh.
But someone pointed this out to me, and it's been a pet peeve ever since. I love the soccer celebrations, but I hate them at the same time. Because it's when a dude scores, you see him jump up and do the fist pump,
yeah,
or run and slide.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But he usually runs away from his team. And then it's all, look at me, and then you turn around. And I swear, I sound like I'm yelling at clouds here.
Right.
But you look at any other, you know, okay, like there's a touchdown celebration. It's not quite the same thing. And now even touchdown celebrations have become team-oriented.
Right.
Hockey, you score the goal, you immediately point to your teammate, he comes over and hugs you. Like, there's certain types. Volleyball, girl spikes it, gets the point, turns around, they do a dance or whatever.
Yep.
A girl gets an ace on a serve,
yep,
she immediately goes to the teammates. Where literally, that's the most solo play point of the game.
Yep.
Immediately surrounded by her teammates. It's very pet peevey and very stupid, I guess. But ever since someone pointed that out to me, it's like a thing I can't unsee.
I'm supposed to agree with you. I know this. I'm supposed to agree with Nikki and the group celebration. There was a time that a young gentleman who was a Tennessee Volunteer, he played linebacker. He got a TFL, tackle for loss. And a defender who gets a tackle for a loss in the offensive side of the field, you know, the defensive line, the defensive celebration where you kind of keep on running upfield in the look at me moment. And I said, I told my young child, I said, hey, I like how you keep on running.
I know. I feel like a hypocrite because much as I love the team celebrations, yes, with a touchdown, I love the Ocho Cinco. Look at me. You know, I love the, you know, the, who's the
T.O.?
Who's the Sean Merriman, the lights out?
Yep.
I freaking love those solo
Jalen.
So I'm being a hypocrite. I know.
Jalen, if you hit somebody as a tackle for loss, you keep running that direction. And then you run back. So I told him that. The soccer, I do kind of like when they start shaking the teammates after they score and everybody tries to, like, tackle a teammate.
I love the slide. When the guy, like, that was one of my favorite Geico commercials, when the guy slides all around the field and just keeps sliding. Like.
So, yeah, like, I do know what you're saying. I think, you know, the grumpiest man in history, the anti-celebration guy. Because, you know, in basketball, it's a common debate of the handshake between free throws. Like, half of the world thinks it's the most unnecessary thing on the planet. Or you can be DeJuan Wheat, and he doesn't like anybody touching his hands. So he really don't want to celebrate after any free throws. He's like, look, go, just stay over there. You don't have to dap me up.
Maybe this is a me thing, too, because my mood does change. Maybe it's one of those things, like, if I'm killing it,
yes,
know, making sales, great sports centers, booking guests, and I see that, and I'm like, yeah, you show out, Young Puck. Or if it's the other way, I've slept through my alarm, Diener's mad at me because we started at 10:03, you know, something like that. Like, then I'll look and be like, oh, shut up. Like, stop. Well, it's not all you. It's not all you, Sergio.
Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
I am Art, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were on three. My bad.
No. I am straight from the. These mics suck.
Go to three, please. Like, go, I mean, to three. Go to three.
I've been gone for a week, and we still can't get a microphone that works in the home of U of L.
Jesus Christ.
You came back.
I know.
You came back hot.
Yeah. It's like,
so how was vacation? Like,
do we need money? I'll buy a mic.
Reset. Like,
yeah, yeah. I'll buy a microphone. Somebody tells me how much one of these costs.
Hey, dude. Stop. What? Seriously, they're way more than you think, because I thought about that too one time. These guys, not seriously, the broadcast mics are,
which is why I always get pissed off when I come in here and I can tell people they've pulled off the little, you know, the little rubber holders, and I'm just like, dude, like,
somebody gets mad and maybe punches it.
Nikki, calm down on the way you snatched the microphone.
I know.
Like, I didn't snatch that one, though.
Anyways.
Hi, Steve. Good to see you.
So anyways, now that I pulled the other one over here that works, I'm straight from the plane to here, so here I am.
How was it? I followed your photos. Yeah. It looked like it was fun.
Oh, no, I had a great time. I was sick all week. yeah, it was awesome.
Right?
Yeah. So here I am.
Welcome back. Get some exercise.
Got up at 3 o'clock this morning.
And some vitamin C.
Yep. And now I'm back.
I did that too. Like, I was up early, and I'm determined never to drive in between 7:30 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll never be on the road in Louisville between those hours ever again. So either I'm coming in before 7 or after 9, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that traffic life. So,
oh, yeah, no, it is nice.
We're in here.
I've got a 45-second soundbite for Steve, because I know we all deep down have something we want to, you know, a dream media job. I know Steve's is be a Disney blogger, and I think that's awesome.
Okay.
So I have 45 seconds here, magic of Disney. Can you tell me the most magical part and the crappiest part? Like a quick synopsis of your trip, and go. Go.
Okay, well, the most magical part was probably, I'm going to say Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Yeah, you can go around, you trick or treat, you know, and like they got everything made out really nice, and it's a very Halloween themed. And not so scary, yeah. You know, and then you get the villains as they come out and they do the Hocus Pocus show.
The villains were down in Disney?
Well, not those villains. Oh. Yes. Yeah. So it was it was pretty awesome. The fireworks show, they do a little thing on the castle for that's Halloween theme. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
What sucked?
I probably coughed 1.3 million times.
Like LeBron James.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably let out 1.3 million coughs. Yeah. From my body.
You know you're going to be like perfectly healthy now that you're back.
Oh, yeah. I know. Just immediately. Probably going to feel great. Yeah.
You needed the dust and pollen of the Ohio Valley. I know, to balance you.
I know.
Out.
That was the odd. That's what we were talking about. We were all like, man, I've never felt like I need to go back to Kentucky to get.
What in the sports world did you miss?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, I've kept up with it closely. So, but I had a little bit of FOMO last weekend. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie.
With the red and white.
Yeah, red and white. The Louisville Pittsburgh game. I mean, you know,
somebody wanted me to remind you. It seems to be a habit that you get out of town and
every
get
game,
some good wins. Yeah.
No, every game we've won, I've not been in town. Literally.
Where are you going Saturday? We need to ship you off to Cincinnati.
Does that say more about how often you're leaving town?
I know. It might be more. I was going to say, I mean, I was in Orlando. I was in Pigeon Forge for UCF. I was in Orlando for USF and Pitt. And I was at Huber's over in Indiana when we played, whoever we beat that day, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, I believe in superstition.
It's pretty crazy.
Could we make this a thing on the show? Can we got to get you out of town? Saturday.
I might have to.
No, because we need to test the staff.
Well,
we need to test the staff to see, because I don't want them relying on any Steve Mojo.
All right, let's
Well, Saturday the Middle School Athletic Association did me a solid by putting Elijah in them's game at 4 o'clock.
Where are you playing?
I don't know. At Bullet East.
Does that count?
I know.
Technically.
So I won't be at the game. I'll be there. Of course, I can't let him hear that, you know. He was like, yeah, game's at 4 o'clock. I was like, God. It's 12 hours they could put the game. I'm like, yeah, you got to play it at 4 o'clock?
Can you look at, do the Tennessee Titans and the Texans play in Nashville this Sunday? Because I'm going to look my professional athlete son right in the face and say, yeah, son, I think I'm going to go to the Lenoir Rain.
Oh, now, listen.
It's in Houston, sorry.
I will be at that.
I was going to look him right in the eye, Steve, and say, let me see, go to NFL game in Nashville.
Yes.
To see my son play. Or Kenny Payne.
No,
son, I'll see you at Ruby's.
Yeah, at the end of the season. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it, buddy.
Hey, Jay, get out there. How'd you play today, bud? It's not funny.
The old Texans.
Good old Texans.
Yeah, I will be there Sunday, though.
Detroit's losing.
I know.
I was rooting for Dan Campbell.
I watched him up close.
You said rooting for Dan Campbell he got fired already.
I'm scared.
Welcome
man.
Back, Steve.
Oh, thanks.
You're scared that he's gonna get fired?
I don't know, man. They haven't really turned it around as much as
I heard up in Detroit there, because you know what? Culture. Sometimes you lose valuable players and you lose some of your locker room culture.
They should have traded Jalen. Or not traded him, though. Let him go. Yeah.
I listen. I don't speak about moves in the NFL.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's your opinion, Steve.
It's my opinion and my opinion only.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what did I miss?
I was missing out last week, man.
What did you feel like you missed out on the most?
Oh gosh, probably
the
I mean the whole
pit, the pit win was good, Steve.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Like you might have missed out on some pit vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Like I said, that's one of those ones I wanted you to experience a little
better.
There's
nothing more fun than just having a full weekend like that where you can do Louisville Live, you can catch a football win, you got red white scrimmage. You know, it's like, man, that is just it's perfect. And then the red white scrimmage, if you weren't there, you only got the clips and the little things. So it's like, oh man, I really want to see that. That's why I'm looking forward to getting out there Sunday and watching them play. You know. It was a lot, man. A lot happened this week.
Of course, I'm getting more and more nervous the closer you get to the season. Jalen Withers, his player profile came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's good to hear him just kind of, you know, hey, the Kenny Payne thing was something I needed.
Yeah.
I knew I needed, you know.
I enjoyed hearing that. I saw Brandon Huntley Hatfield had a little clip. Just from media day that's kind of been going around, and both of them, you know, I mean, kind of saying the same
tip off
of
luncheon. I'm about 80% going.
Ah, okay.
Today
is that tonight?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
It's nerve wracking, Steve. Yesterday you hear about Manhattan guards.
Yes.
getting in transfer portals and. Mm-hmm. And I can see the panic.
Can we pour one out for Stevie Moss?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bless his heart.
What did he do, Steve?
Another Italian coach railroaded.
Yeah. What did he do, Nikki? What did he do?
I don't know.
Why did he get fired?
He didn't get fired. It was a mutual parting of ways. They didn't renew his contract.
He was probably selling tickets.
So? Guy can't get his beat wet. Right. What kind of country is this? I thought this country was built on opportunity and taking advantage of said opportunities.
I liked
that. That was my America.
Supply and demand.
I liked Coach Mazziello, so I'm here for it.
He's gonna get picked up right away, right?
Probably, yeah. Somewhere it's taking him.
I thought he did a good job.
He did a great job, yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
They were good for I think like his, the first half of his tenure, they tapered off a bit, I think, the last couple of years. But
what
but,
like what are y'all expectations?
Yeah,
like,
I don't really know what Manhattan's expectations
basketball.
Are. Yeah, like, okay.
You know what? People say the same thing about us when we're like, we're Louisville football.
I know. We're not that though.
We're not, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, come on now. I was in an Uber this week, and
No, I'm like SEC schools. Look at us, like when we're barking, like, who do y'all think y'all are?
Yeah,
we should be dominating.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
I'm listening.
Somebody said Texas Titans is Christmas Eve.
Texas in at Titans. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like I said, I knew that, but I always want to repeat it again.
Well, you have to go to that one.
Do I?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Do I?
Yeah. Texans at Titans. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, that's just a must.
Is it?
Yeah, there's really no way out of that one.
I went to a Titans game for Christmas Eve once. It was fun. Till Todd Gurley ran a 82-yard double reverse, and I was playing Brian in the championship of fantasy football, and I had Marcus Mariota, and he had Todd Gurley, and it was dashed right before my eyes. Still a good experience.
I mean,
cheerleaders dressed as gingerbread men.
Well, that sounds
fun. A new fetish was born that day.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if I feel like it, Steve.
Biggest question. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Biggest question, what high school locally is going to step up and take A.J. Johnson?
That is funny.
Mm-hmm. Which local high school is going to start making phone calls right now?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
He's going to end up in the G League now all of a sudden.
Well, they said Overtime Elite will be calling him. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be an option.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
I'm already setting up my.
I absolutely could see that. A situation where a kid like that is like, I mean, what do I do now? I guess, I mean, if the G League's there.
Just go make some money.
Yeah, I mean, if the G League's there offering you money.
How many people in this environment?
I mean, Kentucky, that Dillingham kid's there too.
How many people are praying that locally are praying that he goes straight to the G League?
Yeah.
I know what y'all are doing.
Probably as much as DJ Wagner is praying that Dillingham goes.
That's going to be a conversation I can't wait to have. Like, not just yet, but soon. They're not going to be in the same backcourt. It's not going to happen. Okay.
What if A.J. Johnson went to Bullet East? Something like that.
That's what the text said. Like, why doesn't he?
What is this? What is this?
Can you imagine him
walking? Who is this mutant?
Walking through the hallway of Bullet East just with his book bag on. Just, So this is where I'm at school, huh?
Yeah. Who is this just monster?
Listen, I'll be in the gym. You know, where's the cafeteria? Where's the gym? Listen, y'all, stay out of my way. I'll stay out of yours.
Yeah. Just nobody talk to me.
Yeah.
I won't talk to you. Somebody said Masiello, they heard Masiello walked into the AD room and said, you're going to pay me my blanking money.
And they didn't.
And they didn't.
And yeah. My guy left. As well he should.
As he should,
because he's worth it.
Somebody said that the tip-off luncheon is tomorrow.
Today's Thursday?
Yes. Today is Thursday.
Well, my whole day was scheduled around going over there then. Change of plans. Well, I can get some other stuff done.
Texter says he will sell me a studio mic for Mom's Music. It's a good spot. My father-in-law, that's where he does all his shopping. You know, they play music and stuff, mm-hmm. Like legit music.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Somebody says, I hope he goes to La Luminaire. La Luminaire. La Lu.
La Lu, yeah.
In place with Glenn.
Weingarten said La Lu.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's awesome, man. Flood the message board, Steve.
Sorry, YouTubers. My camera just died today, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yay, pants off.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pants off Thursday.
Yeah, just don't worry about telling me to mute anything because, yeah.
Somebody said he can use my address for Bullet East.
That's funny.
I would let AJ Johnson move in with me.
Oh, my God. That would be a great sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it'd be the same way. No, just stay out your way. Just, yeah. You know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, dinner's at 7.
Yeah. This is your room.
Yeah. That's Elijah. That's Xavier.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be, you know.
New to the CW this fall, Uncle AJ.
Yeah. It's like, don't talk to Uncle AJ.
Yeah. Just leave him alone.
Don't touch him. Don't get in his way. Don't injure him in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I imagine he'll go prep somewhere, right? I mean, if he doesn't go to the G League.
Yeah,
he
can instantly. Like, there's plenty of options.
He'll
like,
go to a top team somewhere.
Yeah, there's no panic. Yeah, there's no panic.
He's out in California anyways. Maybe Bosco needs a basketball player. Do they have a basketball team? I'm assuming John Bosco has a basketball team.
Okay, so what's your level in like, are you interested at this moment in the recruiting cycle? And I say that because I find it difficult to even, like, you know how you start going down that road and I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm staring at the season right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like,
but I mean, I guess.
You know, the Manhattan kid is kind of like, it's a conversation of people are interested, but it's not a conversation when I'm wondering, you know, I got asked a question last night. What's your starting lineup right now, Marks, tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's excited. Do you ever not get excited about recruiting? I mean, especially when you're talking about five-star players. Not exactly like we just talk about five-star basketball recruits all the time over the last few years here. You know, so now that you have some to talk about, it's
maybe
like,
I'm just so close to the season.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with
that.
You.
It just kind of throws me off just even.
Yeah.
You know, and then I look up at the board and then like 2022 class, you know, Duke has 3 of the top 10 guys in their 22.
We'll beat Duke.
Not anymore. Mac had their number. Nobody else.
I know.
Isn't that ironic?
I am interested to find out those little things.
Who has Kenny Payne's number?
Who has Kenny Payne's number? And, like, whose number does Kenny Payne have? Like, you know, you always.
That we didn't expect.
Yeah.
He's going to boat race Virginia.
Maybe, you know, and maybe. And then there'll be another team that it's like, you know, well, you can't beat them, you know. And
yeah, you're going to see Kihei Clark just look like a child out there, right? You're like, whoa. What is going on here?
Yeah, wow. Well, that was easy.
who else numbered?
Actually, Virginia should be pretty good.
Yeah, I heard him talking about it. Who else did Coach Mack have their number?
Oh, man.
NC State, maybe.
Coach Mack won a lot of games here, man. I mean, he beat Krzyzewski, Roy Williams. I mean, gosh, Larry Nega.
Is Hubert Davis going to have Kenny Payne's number?
Oh, that's going to be a fun matchup.
He just got a 6-year extension.
That's going to be a fun matchup, I think, over the coming years.
Mm.
Actually, that may be more.
The premier?
Than
Duke.
Shire, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised to watch Kenny Payne and Hubert Davis kind of going at it over the next few years.
Okay, he's going to dominate. Kenny Payne's going to dominate Florida State, but he's not going to be able to beat, like, Wake.
It's going to be one team.
Yeah. Look, two teams. Let's say he flips Virginia and Florida State.
Yeah.
And he gets boat raced by Wake and give me one other team, one other random school that's just going to have Kenny Payne's number and we're not. Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Because Mac always played Notre Dame pretty tough, too.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
That's a good one.
Notre Dame is going to have Kenny Payne's number.
That's a good one. And we're going to be like, you see how athletic we are compared to them? How are we losing? Like, how are we not? I don't know. How are we not winning this? Let's see. Texter says, let's see. Oh, somebody for Fern Creek. Send AJ over there to play with Ellis Miles.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's see. Hubert and Kenny are going to have yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, so anyways, it's going to be fun.
So, okay, so I got to ask you, are you more basketball?
Somebody get Steve a COVID test, quick. Well, Nick carries them around like candy, so. If I need one, I know where to go.
Nick is going to jump on Steve's back.
Yeah. Actually, I'm handing them out for Halloween.
He's going to put you're going to put him in a figure four chokehold.
I hate that guy's house.
He's always handing out tests.
Yeah. Like trick or treat. Oh, I hate that guy.
So,
I'm sorry, I'm picturing a guy in like a shark costume and I'm sticking the thing not in the kid's nose, in the shark's nose. Swami is like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
If somebody handed that to my child at a house, change the subject.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, are you basketball mode or are you football mode?
No, we can do some basketball. I'm fine with that.
Give me a starting five right now.
Because I haven't got to watch.
Health is not a factor. Give me a starting five right now.
Oh, it's never changed for me.
I'm listening.
It's never changed for me. In my opinion, you go L. Ellis, Kamari Lange, Jalen Withers, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, Sidney Curry.
Sidney Curry, I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I'm on the fence.
You're insane. That's okay. It's okay to be insane. You don't have to be. It's okay to be wrong.
I'm intrigued.
I'm listening. I'm kind of messing with you, but I am listening.
81-50-93-9 is the number.
I mean, you're not going to change my mind, but
38-31-93-9 is the text line.
Okay.
L. Ellis.
Uh-huh.
I say it's without question.
Mm-hmm.
Kamari, stink his up every minute on the court. His upside, his growth, you got to have him on that court every minute you can.
Yeah.
Jalen Withers, again, he's the reason I made health not a factor because he hadn't been practicing.
Sure. I assume he's fully healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen Withers, just on the court experience, adult, he can play. I've seen him. He can shoot. I've seen what he can do. He knows what to do. He can.
Yeah.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield, he's the type of kid the whole offense could run through him. He makes good decisions. He's a good passer. He's good, fundamentally sound. He's very, very mature, So I don't think these can be argued, right?
Right.
When we get to Sidney Curry, he's the fifth man. Here's why I'm really, really wavering on Sidney Curry.
Okay.
He is a problem on the offensive end he's a problem.
Yeah,
okay?
Because he knows where to post.
Yeah, on the offensive end.
Right.
Sidney Curry, when the discussion came out, a couple people said, he looked out of shape, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, I don't know if he's out of shape. How much of it he looks out of shape? How much? Okay, I accuse Sidney Curry of sandbagging. Okay, people who don't know what that is, that's you do the test at the beginning of the training camp. It's like when you get the concussion protocol test. You kind of set the bar really, really low. So if you're just a functional human being after you get a concussion, hey, 2+2,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
I feel like Sidney Curry in the conditioning, opening conditioning part, I think he sandbagged it. I think he set the bar really low. I think he heard about the running that Kenny Payne was going to do, and he made Kenny Payne think that he is unfunctional
right
in the running. You don't have as good of a season statistically as Sidney Curry had late. I've watched Sidney Curry beat people down the floor. I've watched him run. I've watched him be physical. But here's the problem. Sidney Curry knows he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about this the other day. Sidney Curry saw what Arkansas did. Sidney Curry knows he could have been on Arkansas, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Curry, in his mind, was on that, was a player on that Kansas National Championship team. Mm-hmm. If he superimposed himself, he knows he could have been there.
Yeah. He would have got minutes.
Yeah. Sure. He knows what he did to Final Four North Carolina. He knows what he did to these teams, right? He knows what he's capable of. And he's mad that he lost a half a season sitting on the bench. All he wants to do is get to the season. You know, he doesn't feel like he's in my, these are all my opinions on just, you know, just
right.
What I know about basketball, what I know about mentalities. He wants to get to the season healthy, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to turn into a jump shot shooter. He doesn't want to turn into anything. He knows if he puts his mind to rebounding and scoring, that's what he's going to be. I just think he has his mind made up about that. I think he doesn't feel like he needs to become a deer on the running end. None of that stuff, right?
Okay.
This is all Sidney Curry, right? Kenny Payne. Hey, what do I need out of guys? I need guys to buy into the running, the conditioning, the pushing your body past the limit, because that's the only way you're going to be tougher than your opponent late season. What else do you need Kenny Payne and people to buy into? I need to buy him to the giver. By nature, Sidney Curry is a give me the ball and let me get this bucket, which is okay. You know, some people are just, you know, cut like that. It's not necessarily selfish. It's just a score mentality. Okay, Kenny Payne, what else do you want people to buy into? I want people to buy into playing defense desperately. If we don't make this stop, we die. Okay, when you start adding up those three things, there's a crossroad that says Sidney Curry may be, out of the starting five, the farthest guy from buying into those three things. If Kenny Payne is really going to stick to his guns, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he turns Sidney Curry into instant offense off the bench. Maybe he likes the versatility of JJ Traynor or you know, Mike J, whoever.
Sure.
Maybe he likes the versatility of another defender, because I know these five guys defend like their life depends on it. I give these guys the actions and screen and rolls, and if they stick to the right fundamentals and the good passes and the good execution, maybe I go, you know, two-guard lineup, you know, because like I said, I trust Jalen to finish. I trust Brandon Huntley Hatfield to finish. I trust these other guys, and I damn sure trust them on the defensive end. So when I just start thinking about all that, if you don't get the full – like I said, it's not an accusation of Sidney Curry, but I'm just saying, what if you just want Sidney for that punch as the first guy off the bench and put a defensive unit out? He's not going to be your – and again, guarding 3-4 wings, like other teams aren't going to be as big as us. So if Sidney's like the defensive, you know, weak link in a high-pressure, you know, a defense we want to have – Kenny Payne may just say, hey, I value the defense a lot more than people realize. Mm-hmm. So JJ's that dude, you know, or like I said, or just anybody, you know, randomly.
Yeah.
So when I say that spot, the five is the only one that I don't see like all the way locked up on Kenny Payne's thing.
No, and everything you said, it was awesome. No, it was really good.
Quick commercial break. It is Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Maybe JJ is going to be a much better ball handler, and we're going to go, oh, yeah, because he worked. So, I mean, that the same with Jalen. Yeah.
Doc, thank you.
Brandon doesn't try to do anything he can't do. He's got all the skills you talked about, and I've not seen him try to force anything or overextend. We haven't seen Jalen this year, but certainly last year it appeared that he tried to do some things that were beyond his skill set. So it'll be depending on what we can see with Jalen this year.
Doc, I appreciate the call.
I will say, though, people like Jalen like that, because I don't disagree with that, but that is the people that dunk on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do think Jalen has more of that mentality. I agree with Doc. I do actually think sometimes Jalen would do things, and it's like, that's not really your thing, bro.
No, yes.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, but it depends on what you're talking about, too, because somebody that tells me Jalen shoots the three too much, I'm like, you're crazy. Jalen, shoot the three. When does Jalen shoot a three that you don't feel like it's going to go in? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he can shoot. It might be dead. I've never saw somebody as much as him shoot. It's like he doesn't move and he shoots and it just hits the rim. It's like and falls in. You're like, huh. But I mean, you know,
in a 3-point contest from the corner, would you take Brandon or Jalen Withers?
Just straight up, just shooting. That's a good question. And the fact I don't know is a good. It's a good indicator that, I mean, I'll probably Jalen, because I've watched him do it more than Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of...
I don't know how confident Brandon is in his three-pointer.
Me either. That's what we're going to learn.
He might be saying, yeah, Tennessee didn't let me.
And could absolutely
get your butt on the block.
Yeah, could be the case.
We were yelling that at Stephen Enoch, and he was money.
Yeah, and Steve could shoot.
He could really shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Steve used to make people go, on the road game.
I know.
I always thought that was awesome. Who is going to be our guy that makes other crowds go, Who do you think?
I don't, man, that's a good one. You probably L, just because he is as quick as you're, because I don't know that we have anybody that does something.
Kamari Lance.
So good.
Kamari Lance.
He might, because he's so big.
Yeah, he has he has like a floating, he has a lot of floater game, right? You remember like the Tyler Hero over Ryan McMahon moment?
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have a couple of Kamari Lance as our two guard. Floater in the lane. Like, there's nothing we can do.
Kamari Lance, listen, now that he's here and he's on campus, I can say this. He was committed to the perfect place. Syracuse was, I mean, that's perfect. Like, how many times have we played Syracuse and we're like, where did they get this six, Wesley Johnson, and these guys that just pull up over us and shoot? Like, this is insane. I mean, he was a perfect Syracuse
guy. Aha, Kamari, we got you.
Yeah.
We stole you.
It was great.
And that's why he didn't go up the recruiting rankings, because he was so committed so early. It hurt you, Kamari. You should have stayed uncommitted.
Somebody said, Nick, a fan of Toby Keith. I had him more of a Dixie Chicks fan.
They're the Chicks now.
I'm done.
Midday's Marcus Mabry rolling along on 939 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.